Welcome back, everyone, to our second episode of Witcher Wednesdays. We start with a recap of the previous session one. So, the session started with Aston arriving at the port of the city of Evercroft. Then the camera shifted to the royal court of the palace of Evercroft, where we saw Catrin Flamebringer, a sorceress, serving King Volgir Cleverbead. Then we saw Cass Silver, a young male ranger in the Dakuru jungles. He is from the Honeybridge Farm. And with him is always his trusty pet fox, Kage. He's a gray fox who aids him and follows him. And then Aston arrived at the port of Evercroft and went through the city, passing different shops, blacksmiths, healing shops, and then he entered the royal palace of Evercroft Castle and aligned himself in a queue in the entry hall, where he took a spot for an audience with the king. And then also Cass Silver arrived at the front gates of the castle, who also took a spot in the very same queue where Aston already stood in. And also, when was it? Yes. And in that entry hall, there was the king and Catrin and her master attending to the needs and wishes of the people. And when Aston got to the king told him about the monster problem that plagues the land, and he set him on the contract and sent Cass Silver and Catrin Flamebringer with him to help him achieve the contract. And then on like session one and a half, the party travels to the Honeybridge Farm and they enter the Dakuru jungle. On their way there, they spotted some tracks of a big humanoid monster, like, and a fallen tree and tracks that they followed. There were like big footsteps in the ground. They set up camp in the jungle when suddenly an Andriga warrior attacked them, an insectoid monster. They defeated it and they continued traveling through the jungle for some more days, but without any interruption. In Shadow Grove, Cass... and the most important thing I forgot. On their way through the jungle, they ate a squirrel and a boar, which they feasted on. Very, very good. Yes. It was very nourishing. And Catrin had a bad time walking through all this mud, but she always cleaned her up, so that was no problem. And when they arrived in Shadow Grove, Cass sold some meat and the hide of the boar, and Catrin made her way to the Jarl of Shadow Grove, who's called Uhtred of Shadow Grove. And the rest of the party is preparing to join Catrin there to meet the Jarl of Shadow Grove. And that's where we left off.
Oh, I'm so proud.
Sorry if it was a bit too detailed.
I'm so proud. Yes. So detailed. That is where we will pick right up. Catrin, you're like standing. So like I described in the last episode, the Jarls, this is a smaller town. There's only about 250 people in this village. So it's not anywhere near the city you just came from. It's a bit bigger than Honeybridge Farms. It's primarily just a town that makes their living off of farming, or a big farm town. They have big like wheat fields in the north, like right at like the northern parts, like maybe northern east, I should say, because directly north of the town is the jungle. And then they have some like pastures for like cows and sheep and chickens and all of that kind of stuff to the west of the town. So it's just a big farming town. And the Jarls, it's not a castle. We'll call it a mansion because it is the biggest building that stands. And it kind of stands like, oh, right in the middle of town. But on the east side of town. So you see this big, just this big, big house. It's got two big double doors that have a nice archway and then come straight down to the ground. But it's nothing too fancy. It's made out of the same material as every building next to it. It's actually located in the marketplace. So this is the only home in the marketplace, unless, you know, let's say the commons good guy sleeps above his shop, you know, something like that. But this is the only home in the marketplace. And again, the biggest building. Like I said, you see the two arched double doors. They are open. And you can see from where you're standing, Katrin, what you'd presume to be the Jarl of this town. At the back of the room, there's a big square fire pit. It's all one level on the bottom floor. But there's this big, like, rectangular fire pit that is not lit right now because it's like, I forgot what time of day I said it was last time. Does anybody remember that?
Time of day?
Was it like midday?
I think we got it in the midday.
Midday?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Around.
It was midday because I went to the shop, so they were still open, so it would be around midday.
Yeah, okay. So we'll just say it's midday. So yeah, the fires aren't lit, but he's sitting there, and next to him is what you'd probably presume to be his wife. She is very beautiful, very like a petite, just they're both human.
Is he prettier than me?
Yeah.
Fuck!
I say yes. Not by much. But yeah, she is gorgeous. Cass and Esten, you'd be like walking up at this point, and you all regroup right outside of the doorway. There are inside, you can see exactly what I just described, and then off to like the right and left. Like as soon as you walk in, off to the right and left, there's two staircases on both sides that lead up to a second floor that you can see, like there's a balcony all the way around and like a big U. And then there's a bunch of doors up there that you would presume lead off to bedrooms and stuff like that. And then there's like tables on right and left. Right.
And I can remember.
You can see people sitting there and they're just sitting there just talking about, you would presume them to be like maybe helpers of the king, like, advisors of the king and stuff like that.
Cass was heading towards the blacksmith shop and Estan was heading into the Jarl's building. I wasn't going into the building because I was staying outside with the horses.
My bad.
Oh, okay.
Well, then you aren't there, Cass. You are going to the blacksmith.
I got you. It's okay.
So we will. Do you want to be a part of this interaction with the Jarl at all?
All I'm going to say is, if you want to do it this way, Cass will head to the blacksmith and pick up some arrowheads. And I will take the price of that out of my gold. I'll add that them items in. And then.
Yeah.
I can just say Cass did that while these guys are in the Jarl's place. So when they come outside, Cass will be out there with
the
horses.
How many arrowheads were you wanting to buy?
I believe I was going to buy 10 arrowheads.
Yeah, that's like single gold piece.
Yeah. All right. 10. No worries. I'll add 10 arrowheads and I'll take off 10 gold.
Okay. All right. So the camera zooms in. And you see Esten walking up to Katrin. We'll leave it off with you guys.
I have one thing to ask. There's no queue to go to the...
That's also what I wanted to ask now.
No, there's nobody standing in front of the Jarl. He's sitting there with his wife. They are both talking back and forth to each other. It looks like just like a pleasant conversation they're having just between a wife and husband. And then, like I said, there's tables on the right and the left on the first floor. And off to the right, the closest round, they're all round tables that have about 5 to 7 seats at each one of them to give you like an idea of how big these tables are. They're fairly large. And at the closest table on the right, there are there's three people sitting there talking amongst each other. They are all heavily, heavily armed. Like, you can see one guy has just this crazy looking mace that has just hanging off his belt, and he's like got almost full plate on, but not quite there yet. The guy adjacent from him has a bow and 2 short swords at his hip. He's wearing like leather armor with some robes over him. And then the guy that is sitting like in between them, he is wearing Katrin, you would know these to be in mage robes. And you do see his staff that's like leaning up against the table right next to him. And he also has a long sword on his side. So you might think they might be like maybe personal bodyguards from the looks of it.
So is Katrin already engaged in a conversation with the y'all?
No, she's standing outside the front doors as you're walking up.
All right, then Esten steps in, looks at Katrin. Well, shall we go?
Sure.
I'll leave you the lead. You have far more experience in dealing with royalties.
I will take the lead and walk up.
Okay. The Jarl and his wife sees you. The three men eye you guys a little bit, but not like threateningly at all, just like eyeing you guys up. They're definitely looking at you, Esten, a lot more than Katrin. Noticing the sword on your back, because nobody does that. It's like where you put a bow. And the Jarl sees you guys and he straightens up. He's like, oh, good day. You must be travelers. I've not seen your faces before.
I would like to bow. Sorry.
Okay.
I would like to bow and say, yes, I am Katrin Flamebringer of Evercroft. I come on the behest of the king about the Brits that's being built.
Yes, I was waiting when he would send somebody. Is it just you two?
No, we have one more. One running around in the town doing some errands at the moment.
So he didn't send an army?
No, but he did bring a witcher.
A witcher, you say?
Yes, which is the gentleman behind me.
And he leans a little bit over to you, to look around you, but he can see clearly past you. But he still kind of leans over and eyes you up. He's like,
yeah, Esten walks up and does this, this Nilfgaardian bow.
Oh, my friend, this is not Nilfgaardian. You do not need to bow like that. Please stand.
Yes, I'm the Witcher.
And he stands up and he kind of walks up to you with his hands behind his back. And he's young. He's not old. He's not as old as Volgar from Evercroft. He's a young Jarl, very built, very strong. Looks like he can probably handle himself pretty well, and there's probably a reason he's the Jarl. But he kind of walks around. He's like, sword on your back. Stories are true. That's silver, is it not?
Indeed, it is.
Interesting.
I heard you have a monster problem with your bridge.
Yes, and I'm grateful that you guys have come. Did you come through the Darkhuvr jungle, I'm guessing? That must have been a journey and a half. You must be tired, please.
Correct.
And he, as he's saying that, you see his wife get up and says, darling, I will go get the maids. And she kisses him on the cheek and then walks. There's two doors at the wall that they sit at. The king or the Jarl and his wife, and you can kind of hear Witcher, you definitely can hear it, Katrin, you can kind of hear it. It's a kitchen behind there that's you can You can hear people chopping food and stuff like that. It's distant, so you can tell it's a little ways back, but either way, you see her walk back there. He's like, come, let's go sit at a table. And you guys go sit over to the left at a table, and he gestures for you guys to sit down as he sits down himself. And yeah, so there is, I don't know how much information you guys have, but there is a workers camp, a half day's travel northeast from us. It's just up the main road that would lead you to the current bridge that is standing. I don't know much, for I have not seen the monster myself. It has not seemed to bother Shadow Grove at all. We have other issues here, but no monster that is doing what they say. Because obviously workers come back here for supplies, and new workers come through here, and we hear the stories, and it sounds like it's some sort of like giant humanoid, like a giant man almost, but not a man at all. It's deformed and hideous looking, and it wields this giant club.
Yeah, I've heard that the attacks. Yeah, I heard that the attacks started about a week or so.
That's what it seems like. Yes,
workers got attacked from the jungle.
Yeah, I guess workers and stories of their horses being stolen, carried away by the giant. Probably for the giant to eat them, I presume.
You did not kill them.
No. From the stories, at least. Again, I've not even seen the workers' camp myself. I have too many things going on here at the moment for me to travel anywhere. So
interesting. Yeah, I cannot confirm it yet, but my theory is that this giant or whatever monster it might be had, for some reason, made its lair on the edges of the jungle near Shadow Grove, and this big project to construct the bridge somehow disturbed it, and then he came out of the jungle and started attacking. That's just a theory.
That is a possibility. I know they have been cutting away trees at the Dakaru jungle just north of the camp itself, and a little more northeast of the camp as well for supplies, obviously to build this new bridge that everybody is desperately wanting.
I mean, right.
Built, you know, that helps me in ways that I could only imagine. We're the first point to get for people to pass through. That means trade, people buying from our stores and our meats and wares.
Yeah. How long do you think this project will take before it's finished?
Oh, it's hardly began. It's only been underway a month now, I believe. Yes, it has been.
If you want to save some workers' lives of yours, I would suggest that you stop the project for now until we've dealt with this issue.
Oh, that's the King of Evercroft is financing all this. I have little say in the
The
bridge myself. And to be honest, not many of my people here in Shadow Grove go to work there. It's typically
workers. Oh, so those are all the king's men, not yours.
Yes, yes.
I see.
He obviously came to me first before starting construction because these are my lands. But of course I would say yes to something like this. It's again, only going to help me greatly here and help my people.
But yeah, make sure that your people don't wander around the jungle.
Yes. Yes. We already have a problem a little too closer. That seems to be something else than a giant.
Yeah, I've heard that some people got missing or were killed on the fields south of here.
Yes, some weird things have been happening midday in the fields here, and I don't know what it would be. We've had 4 children go missing. We've had a few workers turn up dead in the field with just these weird like slashes across their whole bodies, totally ripped apart. It's a gruesome scene, lots of blood.
Where are their corpses?
So in our northern field, well, their corpses are long buried. They've been buried for the families. But they were found in the fields that are like right north of our city. Our wheat fields is where it's been happening.
I can look into this, of course, providing you're willing to pay for it.
Well, of course. If you would be willing to help us out, the contract says 300 gold pieces for this, if you can figure this monster out and take care of it for us.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll take the contract.
Oh my God, thank you. This has been great. The only information I really can give you on that is it seems to happen at when the sun is highest in the day.
On midday, you said.
Midday, yep.
Yeah. Do you know, I'm sure you know where exactly they were killed. I need to have a look around there. Look for clues.
Yes, it's not hard to find. I can send whenever you are ready to investigate, I can send a runner for you. And have them show you where the locations are.
Yeah, that would be good.
All right. Well, and way before this conversation was even close to done, his wife came back out with some wine and a bunch of cups and some food for you guys as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So now that that is over with, and that you have taken a contract that was not part of your job.
It is part of my job to kill monsters.
Well, yes, but you're already on a job.
There's so much work that needs doing on these islands, lesser or greater. I'll try to do them all, as much as I can.
But do you tend to have multiple contacts or contracts going on at the same time?
Well, I do them one by one.
Good. Then you should do the most important one first.
You had your dealings with witches before?
No, this is the first.
Right.
But as the way I see it, the bridge is more important, right now, at least.
Why do you think that?
Because that could help the city grow. A few people going missing here and there doesn't affect the town as much as the common trade that will come through this town when the bridge is built.
I'm not here for the bridge. I'm here for the people that go missing or be killed.
Yes, but people also being killed at the workers' camp.
There are many people getting killed right now.
You are right about that, Witcher. You are.
Don't worry, we'll get to it. So we leave?
Right. I sure hope so. Well, if you will excuse me, I would have some shopping to do before it goes dark.
Of course, princess.
My y'all. I'll bow and turn to leave.
That's a good day. That's a... I'm sorry you have a woman in your guys' group. That must be hard.
She can be a bit tough. I just met her, but I hope we'll get along.
Well,
you haven't seen any other witches in these realms, have you?
No. You would be the first one.
Right. All right,
then. Are there many of you?
Some, yes. We're mostly on the continent and in the Empire of Nilfgaard, but not many of us here in the Vaelundgula Islands. But who knows? Maybe if the word spreads around the continent, maybe some other witches arrive here. It's been a public post. I've just been the first.
Would be nice to have more of your kind around, I will admit. Some people might cast you out. Like those people down in Cloverbury, I would highly, highly, highly recommend not going there. They will try to burn you on a stake. I promise you.
What about them?
They're just, they don't believe in magic. They think it's like, I think they worship some sort of monster that they think is their god, like a sign from their god or something. I don't know. I don't go down there. It's not my kind of people.
Right. Thanks for the warning.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and they're also try to burn your magic user as well. Catcher.
Mm-hmm.
So might not be a good idea to go there.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I shall take my leave then and get to work. Right.
Well, thank you again. And like I said, whenever you're ready, just let me know and I'll get somebody to show you where the locations are.
I will. If we can agree on it, let's set up a meeting at the inn, in front of the inn, in like an hour or so.
Okay.
With the running boy, that. I mean.
Yes, I will send him in an hour.
Right. Farewell.
Farewell.
And Aston leaves the long house of the Jarl.
Yes, he goes back and sits down on his throne. All right. What do you guys want to do? Still, that was only like maybe a 30-minute long ordeal.
Yes.
Like still I said, like midday. So,
what's the you camera go shopping, right now? Where's Catherine? The camera right now?
The camera is floating above the city, waiting for see what.
Waiting for a decision.
I know we will actually. I will make a decision. The camera pans down and follows through like a little crowd of people, and then there you see the back of Katrin's red fiery hair, and then it like pans around and then like goes up a little bit. Now you can see her face. And what is Katrin doing?
Looking for a shop that sells clothes.
Well, this is Shadow Grove and there's not too much here. There is a common goods store, and that's probably your best bet for any clothes.
Okay. Well, I'll try that then.
Okay. So you're walking around and it's not a very big town, so it's pretty easy to find. Well, you are pretty much already in the market. So you do see, you're like looking around, and then you finally see a sign above a door that says the empty sack. And it's got like a little sack that's turned upside down.
Coming.
Yes, it is a small store. Nothing too crazy. If you want to walk in. You want to walk in? Okay. You go into the store and it's not impressive. It's got a little bit of everything. Like there's two swords that don't look anything special hanging up on the wall for sale. There's a bunch of like, there's assorted backpacks for travelers and like a few arrows and a basket in the corner. And there's a little bit of food here and there. And you do see on like the left-hand side, there is a few things of like clothes and like one cape.
Okay. Remind me again, what does Cass wear? Is he wearing ragged clothes, like clothes that has a little bit of holes in them and stuff like that?
Nah, he's got a tatty cloak, but it's like a dark green cloak. Probably light green at one point, but it probably hasn't been washed. So it's just really saturated, like dark green. It goes down to just behind his behind his knees, and it's like as soon as it goes down further down his back, it gets darker and darker as the mud gets kicked up. He's just got standard like baggy cloth pants, and like same goes for like a t-shirt, but like a long sleeve t-shirt. Mainly because it's so hot, basically it's really thin clothing.
Yes, so no fancy shit.
No fancy no. shit, just he's a hunter, but at least, so he's dirty.
Yes, but at least it's there's no holes.
Oh, yeah, there's no holes. It's just okay. Very saturated with dirt. If you cleaned it, it'd probably be white at one point in its life. But it's so disgusting.
Oh.
Does Catherine have holes?
No, Catherine has no holes in her clothes. Yeah,
she looks the nicest out of anybody in this town, probably.
Imagine Yennefer from The Witcher.
Yeah.
Imagine her traveling outfit in The Witcher 3 in the start of the game.
Mm.
That's basically what
like
Catherine's
tight
wearing.
Pants, yes. Like a corset, and
yeah.
That's basically what Catherine is wearing right now.
Just like red, right, or black?
Well yeah, it's black, and instead of having the like so much white that the as Yennefer mm-hmm. has, it's more like a grayed out.
Nice. Yeah, it's like black and gray. Cool.
Yes.
Okay, so walk in. And it's just there's a female standing behind the counter. She like smiles and nods to you and lets you, you know, look at her wares.
Yeah, I would like to look close at the clothes. There's nothing like clothes, right?
They're all clean. They're just not fancy. They're just like common clothes. Like there's like some pants that like for like men's like I guess hunting pants, like they're not baggy, they're not tight, they'd be like jeans pretty much, but just okay. Not jeans because this is not 2021. Then there's like kind of like a long sleeve like button-up shirt. Again, it's like three buttons at the top, and it's just white, and it's kind of loose and really thin. There are a couple pairs of just black boots, just common black boots. There is a black cape that's really thin. It's fairly long and it comes with like a hood. And that's really about it.
Okay, I'll take the trousers and the shirt.
Okay.
And go up to the shop or the counter.
Yeah, it's just a female, brown hair, brown eyes, kind of just average looking girl. And I see.
Good day.
You're interested in some clothes.
Yes, it's for a companion of mine.
Ah, very good.
How much for this?
That is together is going to be 3 gold.
Sure.
All right. And she takes.
I'll handle. Yes.
Yep. She smiles. She's like, "Anything else I can help you with?"
No, that would be it for now. Thank you for your help.
Yeah, of course. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. And I will leave. Try to find Cass.
Okay.
Knew it.
Camera pans out and zooms not too far, but like flies over the town a little bit and then comes down, and we see Cass and kind of like does the same thing, pans around his face and then goes up into there again. What's Cass doing?
Cass is currently chowing down on an apple.
Yeah?
He's standing
standing on the market, like leaning on something?
In front of the Jarl's place with the three horses. Basically eating an apple.
Oh, yeah.
And he sees Estan coming out of the Jarl's hut, mansion, and he feeds the rest of his apple to his horse.
Okay.
And looks over to Estan and goes, saw Catherine went off. She kind of didn't even notice me. Didn't really pay attention to me whatsoever. I even said hello, and she just walked right past me like I wasn't even there.
Yeah, she said she wanted to go shopping.
Oh, God.
Typical. Maybe her view is in a... Maybe she has a tunnel view when she does that. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, I accepted another like side contract. We've heard about... You remember about the... farmers, children's, and workers that
the hunters have been going missing as well. Yeah,
yeah, on the fields of Shadow Grove and offered
to
help
south. I think he said
north. It was everyone, or he noticed that they were all killed at about when the sun was at the highest, at around midday.
Would I know of any animals that are out in the daytime?
Nothing that would attack a human. Unless okay. It was like in the jungle, like a panther. Like a panther's not going to come running out into the field to attack a no. human because they attack from trees and shit. That's like their shit.
So these attacks happened in the middle of like the workers' fields.
Noon.
Yeah. At noon. Midday to noon. Yes.
Midday.
So I don't know what unless they've got different animals here than we have over near Evercroft and the farms. I can't say that of any animals that would attack in broad daylight, first off, attack humans in broad daylight. And if they're around groups of people, if they're singled out, possibly a panther, but again, would have to be in the trees in the jungle.
Right, right.
Maybe some other creatures in the jungle could do it, but that's in the jungle. That's not out in the open for workers.
I don't know what happened in Shadow Grove here, but maybe something like a noon wraith or something like that.
When was the last attack?
Did I ask about that?
No, you did not.
I don't know, but it was quite recently, but the bodies that were killed, they already buried them for their families and. But we will meet in about like half an hour. I set up a meeting with a runner boy from the Jarl. He will show us the location where they died.
Okay, so we're going to go check this out first and then head on over to the workers' camp afterwards, yeah?
Right.
Is Catherine aware that the runner boy is coming there?
Yeah, she heard it. She heard it. I hope she will find time for it.
Okay, so we're going to head over to the inn because we can leave the horses at the inn, wait for her there and this runner, and then head over to...
Yeah, let's have a drink there while we're waiting.
Yeah, let's go do that.
Okay. You guys, look as you're talking and you're like, hey, let's go to the inn. You like both turn to the right. It's like not right next door to the Jarl's place, but it's like three buildings down. And you see a sign hanging above a door that's got a panther that's curled up. It's called the Purring Panther.
I'm just going to say that sounds like a gentleman's club if ever I've heard one.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're not big enough to have a bathhouse. You got to go to the bigger cities for those.
Okay. So... our horses, are they safe in town if we leave them up, or do we need to keep them with us?
No, you can keep them where they're tied up. Like, it's up to you. Like, what? And you might need to get away fast. I don't know. Who knows what you guys are going to say? No, I'm kidding. Or am I? I don't know.
Well, my suggestion, as I would announce to Estan, is we hitch the horses outside the inn, and then we go grab a couple of ales and just wait outside for Catherine to turn up.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. I mean, around this time, Catherine, you walk out and you're pretty much just adjacent of where they're at across the street. So you see them almost right away. It's a small town. So
I will go for them. And I would dump the clothes in front of Cass.
Oh, on the ground?
No. Well, I thought they were at a table. No mind.
No, they're not.
I will hand the clothes to Cass then. Hey, now please get changed so you don't smell like a rotten egg.
Now, there's a reason I dress like this and wear these clothes is that if I'm all nicely smelling, animals will smell me like within an instant from a mile away.
Yes, so but I can smell you from a mile as well.
That's your problem, not mine. I am one with nature. That is a nice shirt, though, I will admit.
It's just bathe once in a while.
I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying that...
It smells like you don't.
Hey, okay. I pretty much live in a jungle. It's very sweaty and humid in there. Okay, I'm used to it. I'm not used to hanging around with women that, well, just women in general, I presume. There's not many of them going around in the farms, no fairness. And normally in my own company. So, I mean, if it would make your highness happy, I would happily wear these clothes.
Please, but at least bathe before you take them on.
Cass takes his hood off, his cloak off, puts on his horse, takes his shirt off, puts the other shirt on.
Okay.
Well, at least it's an improvement.
Yeah, stands there with his arms up. Yeah, yeah, look good.
Oh, well, shall we get to it? I believe that the Witcher got some stuff to take care of.
Yeah, and the message board should arrive any minute.
Yes, as some Witcher that, work.
A guy runs up to you and says, "Ah, hey, are you the Witcher? You kind of are you a Witcher? Are you the Witcher?"
Yeah, boy.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm the runner. I'm here to show you guys those attacks where they were.
Yeah, good. Show us the way then.
Alrighty, and he starts walking to like the north part, because you guys are still like on the east. And give me a second, I need to do something that I forgot to do. Sorry. So you guys are traveling to the northern part of the city, and then not too long, maybe like a 10-minute walk, right? You kind of go between a couple buildings and then start walking down like a dirt path, and you can see out in the distance a bunch of fields, and eventually you get to them and you are now at some fields. And he says, so the attacks happened in these fields. Actually, there was an attack that happened, and he points just like beyond where the wheat starts. And you can actually even see it from here. It is like, you can see that the wheat stands upright and is like, gets pretty tall. But right now it's only like, I would say like up to your thigh. But mm-hmm. you can see like a flattened down area and some like dried blood. He says there's one of the attacks. And then if you follow the path that keeps going north, you will find some more dried blood along the pathway. As far as we know, there's only been 2 killings, but a lot of people have gone missing.
Right. Thank you. You can now go back.
All right. Thank you. And he goes off in a lot. Light jog back to the city.
Are there any workers around?
There are not.
Because
it's like midday right now. And they don't work during midday. The Jarl has called off work during midday.
That's good.
It's like getting close to being midday's almost over. So it's more like getting close to the afternoon now. So like one.
Is Catherine here with us?
Yes, I followed.
Then place your token.
Oh shit! Sorry.
Are you eating again?
No. Maybe. It's popcorn. Okay.
No worries.
Oh. Wait, why can't I pull my token out? There we go.
Right. Yeah, let's go check on it. Where was it? Right. Was it like here?
Yeah, like right around and not too far off from you guys. So there's a path that runs up between the fields and then off to the left, fairly close. So you get there and it's all flattened down, right? The wheat has been bleached red with the blood. So there's like a whole spot where it's probably about a 15-foot radius, I would say, and it's all flattened down, and you kind of kneel down and you can tell that there was from footprints and just like the way that the wheat has been moved around and flattened down, that there was a struggle between probably a human male, you would probably presume, with the weight of the like as the foot hit the ground.
Yeah.
But you don't see any other footprints, and you just see like his and then you kind of know exactly when the attack happened, when the first strike hit and the first blood splatter that flew across the wheat. And that's pretty much what you see.
Is the wheat scorched?
Slightly, like on the very tips. And you can see it like following the circle. And like the scorch marks would be what you presume from the attacker.
Yeah, so I do. Do these scorchings lead in any particular direction? Like further up leads, here?
It does. It looks like after the fight was done, it went north and then back. Like it looks like the trail went back off into the pathway. That's yeah. In between the two fields.
Yeah. I'll follow north.
Okay.
Can I send stuff. Kage through the, basically just through the bushes. Well, the wheat, yes. I should say. Just going to send Kage just basically running through there and see if so she can sniff anything out.
Okay.
Can I investigate the burn marks?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
So would this be a flame that had off something that was intense heat, or would it be fire that got
Give
set
me
to it?
An arcana check.
Okay. I will give you that. If I can find my arcana. There it is. That is a 14.
Yeah, so it looks like whatever caused these scorch marks was magical.
Okay.
It has like a bad magic aura. Kind of from it, like you like brush your hands like ever so gently across the scorched marks that are on the wheat, and you just get like a sense of evil. Like evil magic.
Do I see any corpses or objects lying around the field?
Actually, give me everybody give me a perception check real fast.
Mm-hmm. 23.
I need to do two perception checks, right? So
I'm too busy with the flames over here.
I got a 6.
You don't need to give me one then.
And Kage got a 17.
Yeah, so which are you here? Like moan off to the north. Guess I could put some music in right now.
Guys, there is something here.
You can't see anything, but it's off to the north. You heard something.
Do you hear this in the north?
Did Kage hear this?
No.
Don't know if he can tell us.
He can inform me of anything that
I will definitely tell you that I've heard something in the north. Some kind of moaning, a woman's. Should go check it out. Can I tell how far away? Or is it just north?
Just north. It was too far away for you to really
get. I don't know the distance. Let's tread carefully to the north.
I would like to go out on the path again instead of
walking
in the middle of the
I'm sticking to the path too because I know what's going on in those
okay.
That farm.
Not a problem.
Yeah. So this pathway at the top here to our far north, what's beyond that? Is there another field or is that?
It's like a hill, and I guess I can reveal some more to you guys. It's another field, yes, but you only can see about that.
Because it goes up and over a crest.
Yeah, it's like a little hill, small hill.
Okay. We'll walk to the path here at the junction, and that's when Kagi pops out of the field as well.
Yeah. Okay, so give me, since you just walked past it, there was an area right here that you walked through. Right what? About here that had some dried blood. You would have seen it because there was a lot of it. Okay. But there's some entrails.
Oh.
In the blood.
And I would sort of whistle with my hand in the air towards the Witcher. Got some blood over here, and it looks like possible viscera from some animal, human, possibly. There's a lot of blood. It's dried, though.
Right, I will be right there.
Can yeah, I so, make a perception check to see if there's any tracks around?
Yeah.
23.
Yeah, you're looking at the dried blood, and the entrails are kind of dried up, too, from baking in the sun as well. And you kind of like look off to the left and you see a blood trail that follows the pathway off to your left. And then you see a hand and a foot up the pathway a bit.
Like
just a hand and just a foot.
Like,
and like some more just puddles of blood.
So like body limbs, not just yes. footprints or handprints, but actual body limbs on the, which way to the
no footprints. You can't see any footprints.
To the north.
Goes off left off this trail. It's like right
okay,
here.
So but it's between me and Kage, yeah?
It's like 50 feet away from you to the left.
Yeah. Essen will draw his silver sword and slowly make his way to the north of the field.
Yeah, he got some hands down here. Well, hand and foot. On the edge of the field, this way, towards Kage.
Right.
About 50 feet from me.
Do I get closer to the moaning sound? Do I hear it again?
You haven't heard it again yet. Once you guys are there, you can see more.
What can Kage smell, is what I'm trying to think of. If there's blood around here, then
he smells a lot of blood.
Okay. I figured he would.
Yeah, he's find just anything like in smelling lots of blood.
Do I find anything of interest in this area?
Nope, not really. It's just those two.
Oh, there's even another field in the north I see now.
Yes, there's more fields like
right.
north of you.
Then I will go to Kaz and have a look at the entrails and limbs. Like, are the limbs torn? Have they been torn apart or have they
yeah.
been clean cut?
They're like, it looks like they've been torn off the arm.
Mm-hmm. So no sword did this?
No sword did this. You see from the entrails on the ground, like the intestines, you can tell that they were like ripped out with claws.
Because
some of them are like cut in half and like quarters and like you can see like pretty thinly, like nicely cut marks. Like you can tell something very sharp, like you'd presume it to be claws that like dug into somebody's stomach and ripped out.
Yeah, I'll tell that to the others. So no sword did this.
I'm going to send Kage through the field to the north. I relate this to Estan as well.
Yeah, we need to,
if
you
make
search the northern part.
Anything out of the ordinary that's not meant to be there to basically make some loud noises and do not attack it, stay away from it.
Okay.
But then come straight back.
Okay. So you send Kage off and all of a sudden you hear like if a wolf can like whimper like a dog, that and a loud screech. And then you can tell Kage's like running as fast as he can back to you.
Ooh. Oh.
He's
so I'm guessing he bolts past
Estan.
Like,
yeah.
He comes like down here.
Yeah, you hear this everybody hears the screech, and then your medallion starts to go crazy.
Oh, we're getting close, guys.
I would like to quiver.
Right.
Unsheath my bow and knock an arrow in.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, does this blade of sickness, this oil that I can encoat my blade with, also work on like silver against monsters?
Yeah, I would say so.
All right.
I don't know. It depending. I mean, if a monster's immune to poison, being poisoned, obviously not. But yeah, I would. I would say so. Okay. Give me 1 second. Real fast. I'm trying to find something.
Just so you're aware, Kage is avoiding all combat unless I tell you otherwise.
Yeah, I kind of figured as much.
Yeah, that's fair. He's not a combat fox.
No, it's more of a... how can I say, sort of like a first detection alert system, I'd say.
So, yeah. Okay.
Basically, a fox is more keen to dangers and smells than I am. So, yeah. Plus, I feed him squirrel, so he's happy. She's happy and content, I should say.
Yeah. All right. Well, are you guys moving forward?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. Everyone get into position.
I will stay out of the field, though.
Okay.
For now.
Yeah, I am going to travel to the left and up the pathway.
Okay.
Do I see anything up the pathway before I start heading up that way?
Yeah, you do, and you have no idea what you're fucking looking at, but...
Oh.
You see a specter being floating between two fences, and it fucking looks at you, and you need to give me a wisdom saving throw.
Well, I was going to say,
for initiative.
I'd be frozen anyway, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's no other thing. I just as fucking what? Exactly like that. Yeah. I have no idea what I'm looking at. I have no idea what's going on. Yeah, more than happy to skip my first turn. Saying that I'm
Witcher, you can see this now too. It's a noon wraith.
Oh, I had a feeling.
I wonder why. So let me get a character sheet up. What are those specters?
How many character sheets do you have for creatures?
Well, I think there's like 130.
Oh my god.
Yep.
So you have to find the individual one.
Well, I have them all listed as like specters, relics.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so you've got subcategories.
Yeah.
Yes. Can you not see the monster categories when you're inside where you can see your own?
No, I didn't give it to him because he didn't want to help. So.
I can see it because I do see
the monsters, but I have it minimized because I have no idea what
I'm
monsters
fucking
are.
Stupid. I don't know why I used that. Oh my god, I'm so sorry, guys. I totally forgot. There you go.
Yeah, this you have a token for it. You have a
I'm
token.
I'm gonna make it a little bit bigger too.
Yeah, I was wondering why did I even bother to make the token?
Maybe a bit bigger.
Sorry, I was like, what?
Gonna make it a little bit bigger.
Okay.
What, why?
Yeah, that's about right.
It's normal size, though.
That's scary enough. That's good.
Okay. So what you guys see, to describe to the listeners, in case they don't know what a noon wraith is. A noon wraith is, think of a ghost that is female, that you can like, it looks like almost a zombie wearing a dress, but it's a floating ghost with claws.
Think of the ring girl from The Ring, but a lot taller and a lot scarier.
And no jaw.
And no jaw.
No jaw. Yeah.
The dress is torn. It looks dirty. Yeah. And skin is hanging off the bones.
Yes. Yeah. Think like Miley Cyrus on an eye out.
All right. Combat begins. You all see this new Wraith. Cass, since you say you're frozen with fear, we will do that for one round, so you won't go this round.
I'll skip that round. That's perfectly fine.
Katrin, it's your turn. There's this specter being floating pretty decently far away from you guys. She lets out another terrifying screech that like just reverberates through all your guys' bodies.
Oh, great. I would like to walk up through the field, 30 feet, which is my movement. And now I should be in range, right? Yeah, 45. Give me a sec. I need to be sure that I'm in range. Ah, yeah, sure. I could actually do it from back where I was, but whatever. Fuck it. I'll do a fireball.
Edit. Okay. You.
That's a 20. It's 24. That's a
natural 20. You see Katrin like start to spin her hands and a fireball creates, and then she fucking throws it, and the fire burns through like the chest cavity of the noon wraith, and you can see like her ribs. Right, you can see those naturally, and then after the fire dissipates, you can see like just a burn hole, like a perfectly circle, like right through her ribs, and now you can see a hole through her. That's
12 damage.
Nice.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Noon Wraith goes next, and starts to float towards you guys. Let's see, where's each one of these is 5, so 5, 10, 15, 15. Is now here. And that's its turn. It lets out another screech. Cast, we are skipping your turn because you're scared. And Esten.
It is your turn. All right. Esten runs towards the Noon Wraith and calls out to everyone, Noon Wraith! Nothing besides silver.
What the fuck is a Noon Wraith?
What you see right there, that's a Noon Wraith. And with a... Not Katrin!
What the fuck is a Noon Wraith?
Not Katrin, I mean the ghost.
Anyway, a Noon Wraith?
Okay, uses so... bonus action.
That feels like that's going to happen a lot in this whole campaign. Yeah. Just Cass going... The fuck is that?
Naturally. Okay. He will place down an Urden sign. Yes.
Okay.
Got a 10-foot radius.
Yep.
And it should materialize.
Yes, it does.
And when it does, he will attack it.
Slows down.
Yes, and will also attack it with his silver sword.
Okay. Yeah. So... you all see Esten. The camera like pans over from Katrin to Esten, and you see him as he's running. He pulls out his sword and is like holding it behind him. And with his other hand, he starts to do a complicated hand gesture in air. And once he gets to close enough to the Moon Wraith, he throws his hand down on the ground, and you see these but a circle of purple runes pop up on the ground. And all of a sudden, the Noon Wraith is like going in for a claw attack, and it's really fast at first, but then slows, and it's like in slow motion, and you see this happening. And then, as Esten looks up, and then comes with his sword up across through the whole chest of the Noon Wraith, and it like then in slow, like literally in slow motion, starts to go like get pushed back, like it just got hit by a sword.
Yeah, and it's no longer ethereal. It looks like now like in flesh and blood. That's his turn.
Okay. Katrin.
I will back off a little bit because I don't like it being this close to me. Oh, shit. I'm still on ruler.
Real fast. Witcher, roll a d4 for me to see how long you're...
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Four turns.
Okay, four turns. Okay. Okay, sorry.
And I will do another flaming bolt or firebolt.
Okay.
That's an 11 to hit. Great.
Okay. The camera pans, like it followed the sword blade up and like threw the noon wraith as it like cut as the Witcher cut through the noon wraith. And then as he finishes his sweep, the camera goes flying up into the air and then comes soaring around over to you, Katrin. And then as it does, it sees you again conjuring up another firebolt and you send it off, but you're trying not to hit Esten and you send it a little too far left and it goes past the Noonwraith's head, burning some of the hair on the left side of the Noonwraith.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Cass, do something, you fucking moron. And that's my turn.
What do I do? It's a ghost. I don't know what I'm meant to
and
do.
And now it's the Noonwraith, and it's going to try to take two swipes at you, Esten, because it's standing right in front of you. So it like screeches in your face, and again, you feel the reverberation of its screech throughout your whole body. And
they both missing
both of those myths. So in one fluid motion, it tries to like tries to claw at your face, but you do like a fucking what is it called? It's not a backflip, but it's like
a dodge, like
somersault,
like backwards. Yeah. And it tries to slash again, and you like come out of the somersault and like jump backwards just in time, and it misses both of its attacks.
Right.
And it is Gas's turn. You're not frozen anymore, fear.
Can I hurt this thing?
I don't know how I don't remember how it was in the Witcher games, if you can attack it with a silver sword when it's under the effect of the Urden sign.
You can attack it. And you can deal damage to with anything when it's under that sign.
Yes.
But when it's outside, you can only do it with the silver sword and oil
but
on.
I don't know if your character would know that just yet.
No.
Esten, because you have not studied this creature yet.
No. Then I guess he couldn't tell you.
Esten is too caught up but trying to dodge blows.
He's a bit busy, yeah.
He's too busy to answer back to you. So you have no, you on instinct just feel like I need to do something.
So
I gotta try something.
33 to this marker here. And let's loose an arrow, I guess, with sharpshooter.
With sharpshooter, all right. Roll to attack and take 5 off your bonus to hit.
Doop, doop, doop.
Nice.
Which is a 14.
Oh yeah, you start to sprint. You're like are frozen at first, and then you shake your head and your eyes narrow into that hunter look that you get when you're hunting, and you sprint, you take off, and you pull back as you're running and release the arrow, and it goes flying and sticks into the side of the head of the Noonwraith.
20 damage.
And it like starts to fall over to the right a bit.
20
and
damage.
That is 20 damage.
Nice. I don't know how much damage it takes from steel.
Yep.
While under the effect of Urden.
You don't. All right. Cass, is that all your turn?
Did I do anything?
It looks like you just shot this zombie in the head. Like the arrow stuck in. You think you did something.
Yes. Continue.
Okay. It is Esten. It's your turn. You just saw this arrow come flying through there and stick into the side of the Noonwraith's head.
Right.
It's still under the effects. It's still moving slow. It's under your Witcher spell right now.
As Esten is avoiding the claw attacks, he will dance around it a bit. Oh fuck, I can still move the monster token.
Oh yeah, sorry.
And he will
stand gonna, like follow you as it's trying to like slash at you and
yeah, and he will stand there and attack it again.
Okay. Yeah. You fucking... You're like, your feet movement are just, it looks like you are floating, just like this creature that is in front of you. And you do like a spin attack and get it right across the face. And you see, you don't see this, Esten, but Katrin and Cass, you see this. You see her tongue go flying through the air.
Oh.
This is so fun.
Effectively cut off her tongue.
Clearly watch tongue go fly.
Yep.
And yeah, that is...
Got any bonus actions you want to do? Or can do?
As a player, I'm thinking about using Black Blood, because it says when a creature with claws attacks me, it takes damage. But I don't think that works on like wraiths. But Esten wouldn't know because he hasn't studied it yet. So yes, I will not do it right now. That is his turn.
Okay. All right. It is Katrin's turn.
Oh, sod it. I would like to use Scorching Ray. That's 3 attacks against it.
Okay.
That's a 17. That's a 6. That hits, and that's an 11. Great. Only one hit. Great. That's a 10.
But still.
Okay, so you conjure up a fireball again and send off 3 this time. Boom, boom, boom. And you just send them off a little too fast, where the first one catches her dress and it catches her on fire a bit. And she screeches out, but the other two, she's like trying to put out the fire, and she like throws up her arm, which one was about to hit her arm, but it goes under her arm now. And then the other one is just too far off to the left. And she screeches out in pain due to the fire.
Okay. Yeah.
Screeches out in pain due to the
fire. I will move closer to Cass. Just ever so slightly.
Okay.
That's my turn.
All right. It's the Noon Wraith's turn. And still under these effects of your Arden spell, she tries to claw you again 2 times. And does 18 hit?
18 hits, yes.
Okay, so the first one, you like jump to the first one's coming to your left and you jump to the right, but she already started to swipe and it's just you can't catch it in time, and it gets you across your arm and does 9 slashing damage.
Right.
And that's its turn. It's going to screech again, and you all feel that reverberation of the of her screech through your bodies. Cass, it is your turn. Yeah.
Well, seeing as it seemed to be effective the first time, I'm going to fire another arrow pretty much in the same exact position.
Okay.
This time with not a sharpshooter.
Okay.
17.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so you're like stopping from your run from your last shot, and you kind of slide a bit. And then once you steady yourself, you notch an arrow and let it go, and it goes flying and sticks straight into like where her heart would have been, but there is no heart there. And you think you do 8 piercing damage.
You think you do damage.
You think you do.
This thing can, what? Yeah, this thing can take damage.
Well, is that your turn?
Yep.
Okay. Esten, we're back to you. You're
right
in the heat of combat, face to face with this Noon Wraith.
As a bonus action, he will consume a potion of swallow.
Okay.
Heal for 1d6. 2 plus 1 for 3.
Okay. And then roll a, what is it, a d4? No, it's just for 4 turns.
That's, yeah, right. It's just for 4 turns. And I think after my next turn, the Urden sign should disappear.
Yeah, it will.
And I would need to recast it again. So I will attack it again.
Okay.
Nah.
Yeah, you're too busy trying to defend off its attacks, and you kind of step to like get to a really powerful swing, and there's just some loose dirt and you kind of slip a bit, and your swing goes too high and misses.
Right, that's his turn.
Okay.
Be right back.
Okay, Etrin.
Well, now that Witcher literally left, so I was planning on asking him something, but...
Well, we can pause real fast.
We can wait.
Yeah.
Because I want to get some more coffee and Irish cream.
I'll be right back, too.
Sure.
I'm also going to get a beer as well.
Fine, I'll go get a beer as well. God damn it. Just leave me hanging.
Just leave the stream. Just
damn.
Look out for itself.
There we go, listeners. I'm back. That's the first one. I have my Fritz right next to me. So now we're just waiting for the others. What shall I do? What shall I do? Lovely chairs we're having here. It's a lovely chair meeting we have. I see you in the background.
I'm here.
It was so a lovely chair meeting I had.
So this is getting cut out. All of this is going to get cut out.
What do you mean? I'm speaking with the people here.
What were we saying?
What? No, I was not saying anything. Don't worry about it.
He was talking to the lovely chair meeting, apparently. I could hear him.
Tasty.
My beer is better.
Yeah, I have some Belgian beer, and then I have some German beers chilling in the fridge right now.
I got cider because it's cheap.
Mine is Tuborg, so...
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's Grønt Tuborg. Danish beer.
This is how you do it. Ceramic, this is how you do it. Yes, Bear?
Yes. Fucking bitch.
Where is Copperberg made?
What?
Belgium.
Copperberg.
Yeah, I could just call it Carlsberg.
Where is it made? This is made in Sweden.
Fuck Sweden.
Wow. That's rude.
No.
Very rude.
No.
So what did you want to ask me?
I have to say, you have a lovely chair. No.
Me? Oh, yeah, thank you.
Right, hang on. And action.
Aston, does this thing just float around or does it do anything else we have to worry about?
Can I answer?
You...
I don't know with the distance and me being so busy.
Not yet. You don't, but somebody's about to find out.
Unless you have telepathy, I guess he wouldn't hear you.
Anytime. I will cast a fireball.
Again. Okay. So you conjure up a fireball and 19. You are the Noonwraith's got its back to you because it's following the Witcher. And you hit it in the back of the head with a firebolt, and it catches and its hair on fire.
That's a two.
And yeah, it just really catches its hair on it fire a bit.
That's two damage. I reroll all natural ones
It's the Noonwraith story, and feeling the fireball, it's going to, like, without turning its body, its whole head is going to spin around and look directly at you. And you see it lift its hand up and grab a hold of a sun ray and point it at you and try to blind you. I need a constitution save.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's new.
Shorty.
It's a 14. You fail. So you are, it's 1d4 turns. You are blinded for two turns.
Great.
Oof.
So you see the Noonwraith, you all see this literally grab a hold of like a sun ray and like point it out of her like palm. It like shoots out of her palm and hits you directly in the eyes. And you also catch her like put her hands in her like face and she can't see anything for two turns.
I gotta ask anything. And that's my turn.
And that's the Noon Wraith's turn. So that takes an action to do. Cass, it is your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to look over towards Katrin and ask her if she's okay.
I'm fine.
You sure?
I'm just, my hands are out, like, eyes closed, hands out, like, I'm fine.
Fine. You trip over a rock and fall on your face.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
So I'm notch another arrow and let loose again.
Okay. Sharpshooter or not?
Not. It doesn't matter anyway.
You're like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? I just saw this Noon Wraith. You kind of get a little like shaky and you're not like fully steady with your bow and you let it out. And we'll just say, because this would be a lot cooler. Esten, it's your spell goes away. And as the arrow comes, it goes directly through the Noon Wraith and goes into the field.
Right. All right. Again, he can recast it one more time, I think. Then he's out of weaker points. So yeah, on the same spot, he will cast Urden again.
Okay. Roll another d4.
Three turns.
Yeah, three turns. Still slowed.
And I also heal... I think on the last turn I didn't heal myself, did I?
I don't think you did either. So just do it two times for this turn.
Yeah. Need to remember that.
1d6, I think.
D6 plus 1, so that's 5.
No, you did. Roll the d6. Okay. Right under where you put swallow in the chat, there's a d6.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, I'm almost back to full, so that's fine. We'll attack it again with the silver sword.
Okay. Yeah. You,
20.
Right as it comes back from being like like as a specter to like actual flesh and bone, you get it right across the neck. And it's not a full decapitation, but its head now falls over to the right and is hanging by a bit of just meat and flesh. And Jesus Christ, what the damage. 20 damage.
Real quick. Esan, can you tell us a little bit about witch's magic stuff?
About the signs?
Yeah, sort of what they do. Just a quick recap over them.
So there's Quen. It acts like a shield. Urden is a magical trap that has an AoE effect and slows down enemies, as well as making wraiths no longer ethereal, but allow them to materialize. Urden is a fire. Axie is like a mind control spell or to stun enemies. And Ard is like force push.
Yeah, that's exactly. Force push.
Basically.
Yeah.
So I don't think I forgot anything. Yeah.
No, that was all of them.
There are simple spells. For like only for witches. Someone like Katrin, they are toys, but for Witcher, they are important tools.
Yes. All right. That is your turn.
Yes.
Katrin, it is your turn.
I cannot see anything. I will cast
the fire. That's right.
I will try a fireball at the direction I knew it was.
Disadvantage.
Yes.
And roll to hit.
Here we go.
Yeah, a lot of spells require you to see the target.
Yeah, no,
Don't worry about it.
You conjure up another firebolt and you actually get pretty close, but it goes over Esten's head this time.
Well, watch it.
Yeah,
yeah. Are you using sonar? I didn't know you was a bat.
Oh,
I can already feel my other senses heightening.
No.
It's the Noon Wraith's turn, and
yes,
it's gonna try to blind you, Witcher. Esten, is you see it reach up into the sky again and grab a hold of another sun ray and places its palm in front of your face. Give me a constitution saving throw. Yeah, you kind of see it doing it and seeing it from the last time that it did to Katrin.
So
you
glad.
Hold up your silver sword right in front of your eyes and the beam of light gets shot off in a different direction.
Cool.
And it
man.
Screeches
cool.
at you, and that is its turn. Cass.
Yeah. I'm gonna do what I know best. I'm gonna fire another arrow at him this time.
That's fine.
Yeah, I was gonna do Hail of Thorns, but Estan's
oh,
in the middle there.
Yeah, I remember
that's
the
not
last
gonna
time.
Be a thing. Yeah. So I'm just gonna just fire an arrow as I normally okay. do. That's 14.
Yeah, so you fire an arrow, but the Noonwraith is now kind of looking in your direction and sees it and moves out of the way of the arrow.
And I'm gonna
as it comes to it.
I'm gonna speak just well, shout at Katrin next to me and say, down and to the left next time.
Sure.
Hey Esten, it's your turn. Noonwraith just tried to blind you.
Yes. Again, I will can't do any more signs. Don't need to. Potions, no, not now. Or besides toxicity. Yeah, I'm on full toxicity already. And yeah, he will attack him again with his silver sword.
Okay. Yeah.
18.
You're just dancing around this Noonwraith and
yeah.
you like dance around it, and because it's slowed right now, because it's in your spell, it's trying to follow you, but you're faster than it, and you get it right across, like right under the arm in the ribs, and you actually catch one of the remaining ribs that isn't burnt and just rip it out with it. And
flies
you see
into
a
the field.
Bone fly across the field, flying off
so-
of your sword.
If I get this straight, we now have a tongue and some ribs lying in the middle of the field.
Oh, and also its head is only hanging on by a few tendons.
Oh, great.
And it's hanging off to the right.
And it's burned with a hole in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And an arrow
and
in its head.
That's his turn.
And missing a couple ribs now, too. All right, that is your turn. You guys can't hear a chainsaw in the background, can you?
No.
Okay.
Because my neighbor's in the world.
I had my windows open and my neighbors just cut down their tree, but they left enough to carve like this owl into it, and they're doing it right now.
No, I don't hear anything.
Okay.
No, me neither.
All right. That is your turn. Esten, Katrin, you are not blinded by the light.
It was two turns.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yes, it was. Is this the second turn?
Cass has told her
turn.
Where to shoot.
Okay.
So
after this turn,
yes,
she can see
not,
again.
Yeah, after this turn, okay. I can see again.
Can I not help with this?
You
because
can try
I told
to
him?
Shoot, but you're still gonna get a disadvantage.
Disadvantage
can
I
see what you're doing?
So I do not assist by telling her where to shoot.
No, she's totally blinded right now.
Yes.
Totally blind.
I said
like
down
she doesn't
left.
Even have eyes.
Wait, I haven't taken any damage. Why haven't? What the fuck? That's weird.
It's just a blind effect.
It's
without
just
damage.
A blind effect. It doesn't
yeah, I know.
Actually hurt you.
I know. It was just like I was down at 11 health. But I
oh. Yeah, no, you should be fine.
I should probably not do Scorching Ray, but I really want to do Scorching Ray.
That's three disadvantage attacks, but
yes.
Yeah, go for
do
it.
Do it.
I'd want to save your spell slots.
Nah, it's fine. Fireball.
Oh.
That's a 9.
No.
Well, better than doing.
Oh, you're not doing scorching?
No, I'm not.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you send off another fireball and it's about to hit you, Esten, but you like duck right in time and you're like, what the fuck? Stop shooting fireballs.
God, damn it. Princess, watch out.
Let's stop being in the way. And that's my turn.
Okay. It's the Noonwraith and she's gonna
stop
try to attack
being in
you
the way.
Two times, Witcher.
I think that's the name of the episode. Stop being in the way.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's still too slowed, and you can just predict its movements and you like just dance around its claw slashes. Kind of like follows you around or tries to keep up with you. That was its second round of your spell?
Yes, the second round. Okay. After the next round, it disappears again.
Okay. Cass.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and shoot it again. This time with sharpshooter.
Okay.
It works.
Nice.
19.
Yeah, so you
another 20 damage.
An arrow and nice. You send your arrow off and it gets it right in one of the eyeballs of the hanging head and goes through the head and the eyeball is now on the tip of your arrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Didn't see that one coming.
And you will do what you think is 20 damage.
Why? Yeah, it probably wasn't. It's probably going to be zero damage. I've done zero damage by the end of this fight.
No, it's not zero, but it's reduced.
Maybe it is zero. No, I'm kidding. It's not. It is reduced, though. I will tell you that. Aston, it is your turn.
Yeah, more dancing.
Yeah, and just keep dancing.
Attacking it. 17.
Yeah, you just keep... You guys just see Aston just dancing in circles around this creature and just like doing spinning attacks on it and just being ever so finessed with this giant-ass long silver sword.
13 damage.
And you go and you like do the perfect cut and you catch it right at its elbow and it's one of its arms, its right arm goes flying off in the air. And now I cannot double attack anymore. All right.
And yeah, that's his turn.
This is going to be nothing left of this thing. It's just going to be a mess on the ground.
Okay. Katrin, you are no longer blind. You can vision. It comes back blurry, 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 and then it finally focuses, and you see.
I forgot how ugly it was. And let's do a firebolt.
Okay.
That's a 17.
Yeah, you conjure up another firebolt, and
that's a 10.
You send it off, and it hits square in the chest again and burns another hole through it.
Well, and I would like to move. Let's just move behind Cass for now. No more blinding me.
It's the Noonwraith's turn, and it's going to try to swipe at you again, Aston.
Mm-hmm.
Only getting one attack. God, I have misses. Not rolled higher than a 10.
Thank God you're not.
Yeah, so it tries to swing, but it's starting to get pretty fucked up. Its head's hanging off to one side. It's now only has one full arm. Its tongue is gone. One of its eyeballs, there's an arrow sticking through the eyeball socket with the eyeball hanging on the back of the arrow. It's just starting to really get fucked up and tries to swipe at you, but is still being affected by your spell. All right, Cass, it is your turn.
I'm gonna fire another arrow. This is all I could do.
That's all right. It's all right.
Yes, 9. I guess that one doesn't hit.
Yeah, no, you fire your arrow. Maybe you're just like unconcentrated because you're like, how is this thing still moving at the appearance of it? And you try to, you launch an arrow off and it just completely misses. It goes too high.
Yep, that's my turn.
Aston, it's your turn.
Doing the Viper Dance.
Yep.
And again, hitting it with my silver sword.
Yeah.
Would that be enough to cut the head off completely?
Yeah. What I'll say happens is you, in one sweep, just beautiful motion, you go up the armpit of the other remaining arm and slice that completely off and then finish it off with another cut to its head and it like sways and then comes like it dissipates into like a pyre of ooey ash and it is no longer moving. Combat over.
Well, that is the ugliest goddamn woman I've ever seen.
Yeah. I've seen worse. No, I haven't seen worse. Yeah, what is a moon wraith?
Noon wraith.
Well, Witcher, do you take time to examine the body?
Yes.
All right. A, noon wraith haunts cultivated fields and meadows. They always appear when the sun is highest in its day. They are a specter. At the same time, they maintain a strong connection to the natural world. They see the living but cannot understand them because they are dead and cannot just understand the living. They are immune to blinding, poison, pain, and bleeding, and any attempts to try to scare them. They are acceptable to silver and spectre oil. They have a special ability that they can grab a hold of sun rays and blind people with them. And yeah, that is an in wraith.
Good to know.
All right.
So Cass is going to walk up to Estan and watch as I'm guessing he has a bestiary. So he's in his bestiary.
Yeah, he's writing that stuff down in it.
So Cass is writing very scribbled because he can't really. And because obviously you're writing quick and it's bit different handwriting to understand, but he understands some things of it. So as I've written down myself in my notebook, just like Casword, noon wraith question mark, big ghost thing, ugly fucker, underneath it, buy silver arrows.
Yes, that's like a monster where you would need silver arrows for, like,
yeah,
your arrows had an effect but not as silver would have.
Yeah, I feel like as you said before when we fought that big bug thing.
The Andriga warrior.
And then I go back to my other page. Big bug thing, fire hurts it, arrows too. and then I apparently wrote silver under. This is Cass talking to Estan, by the way. I apparently wrote silver under there, and I wrote silver under this one because it seems your sword's silver, I believe, as you said before.
It is.
And it seems you've been swinging that sword in both encounters. So, and I believe you mentioned that silver affects these animals.
I did. They're not animals, though. Monsters, they are.
Yeah, okay. Monsters, animals, beasts, things. So these things are susceptible to silver. So it seems silver's a very big thing.
When you fight monsters, it definitely is. Against some monsters, you can go with silver. But like these specters, you need silver.
So my arrows seem to do damage. Like it knocked it back as Cass pulls out the arrow with the eyeball attached and looks at it and he's like,
"Yes, I'm sorry to say, but I think that was something Eston did to it."
Can you not see the eyeball on the end of my arrow? I think that was something I did to it.
You did, but only because it was under the effect of my sign. As you've seen, if the spell dissipates, your arrows fly straight through it, because it's incorporeal in that form. But you definitely shot it.
And Cass takes the arrow off, the eyeball off the arrow and kicks it. Drop kicks the eyeball somewhere off into the thing.
Smooth.
Katrin, when you were walking up to the guys, off in the distance, not too far away, on a hill, you see a burned down cottage. And if you guys remember correctly, the wraith was standing at, there is like a nice little fence with a nice little pathway that goes up to the cottage. And she was floating in between the fences. And there's a burned down cottage up there. And will you guys go investigate that? I don't know. We'll find out next time. on the next episode of the Chronicles of Vaevan Gula. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you next time.